Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. Welcome, particular welcome if you're visiting this morning. If you're visiting and didn't know there was a nativity taking place this morning, there is a nativity taking place this morning, which means anything could happen, but you're still very welcome. And if you're visiting because of the nativity, I hope you're not feeling too tense right now. I know that nativities can bring a level of tension as to what your child is going to do during the nativity, but it'll be fine. Whatever happens, it will be fine. If you are visiting, my name's Simon Kirby, I'm the vicar here. It's great to see you. We are well and truly into our Advent season now, enjoying many celebrations and things taking place, and I'll be showing some photos from Friday in a moment or two. But I'm going to read to us, the way the Nativity works is we sing our first carol together, and then the children will be joining us. So don't worry if you thought, where are the children if there's a Nativity? Are we all doing it? They are coming. But first of all, we sing. I want to read, this is I think my favourite Christmas reading, so I read it a lot, but it's Isaiah 9, the prophecy of Jesus coming. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. We come to celebrate, to prepare for Christmas. We come to worship the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. So let's stand to sing our first carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. But now I think we are ready, and so I'm going to move, and I see kings, I see shepherds, I see angels. We're ready to go. The Nativity starts. Before we start the Advent service, we are going to light, or before the Nativity service. It is the third Sunday of Advent, and we are going to light the Advent candles, and then I'm going to move them. So Thea, will you light the three candles for us? These three purple ones. Thank you, Thea. And let me just say a prayer before we our nativity starts. Lord Jesus, light of the world, John told the people to prepare, for you were very near. As Christmas grows closer day by day, help us to be ready to welcome you now. Amen.
Welcome to the St. Mary's Cogs 2014 Children's Nativity. We hope you enjoy it.
Hi, Angel 1. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angel 2. Things are getting really busy down here in Nazareth. Have you seen the latest text?
No. What's the news from Gabriel?
Just off to Nazareth. The news gave Mary the big news. See you in the heavenly realms later. Yours, angelically, Gabriel.
Ooh, that will come as a bit of a shock to Mary. Hope she can handle it.
Let's have a sneak peek and see how Gabriel's getting on.
How is Joseph going to handle that one?
Mary, please don't be afraid. I have been sent to tell you that you're going to have a baby. Call him Jesus because it means God to the rescue. He'll be the saviour of all the world.
Let it happen to me just the way you have said.
Oh yes, Joseph, the one Mary is going to marry. Don't worry, it's all in hands of Angel 24 has appeared to him in a dream. Although a little scared, now he understands how the wedding is going ahead as planned.
Great news. Ooh, another text from Gabriel. Seas are getting bossy. Everyone to go back to hometown to be counted. Mary and Joseph on the move.
Are you ready to go yet, Mary?
Yes, I'm all packed and ready to go at last.
Look at Bethlehem. Total chaos. Not a room left anywhere. Where are Mary and Joseph going to sleep tonight?
They are so tired and they've been looking for hours.
Is there any room? Mary's expecting a baby very soon.
No, sorry, we are completely full.
Yes, no room here. Totally full.
There must be a special place prepared for God's Son. Come on, innkeeper, you must be able to find some room somewhere.
There is a stable where the animals sleep. You are welcome to stay in there, but it won't be very cosy.
Thank goodness.
I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am.
In time, the good news we've all been waiting for. Angels, get up. It's a boy.
Of course it's a boy. Let me see that. God's son, born in a manger, weight unknown, mother and baby doing well.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
guys, there's more action going on down there. Look, just outside Bethlehem, where those shepherds are looking after their sheep.
Look at that light coming towards us.
What's that?
Quick, hide.
Do not be afraid, I've got good news for everyone. Today in Bethlehem, God's special king has been born. You must follow that star and you'll find a baby lying in a manger.
Wow, look at that star. Let's follow the star and find the baby who's going to be born to be king.
Oh, look, those wise men have spotted the star too. They know all about stars. They'll be in Bethlehem in no time.
Look at that star!
You're right, a new king has been born and we must jump on our camels and go to find him.
Follow that star!
Gifts at last. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the baby born to be king.
Presents for everyone. What an amazing night it has been.
Last, gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the baby born to be king.
Presents for God's only son. What an amazing night it has been. The birthday of Jesus will be celebrated for every Christmas to come.
I think you're right. Get up, everyone. That's definitely a cue for a song.
In a stable cot, in a manger bed, the baby. Shepherd's head.
Wonderful, that was a wonderful, oh, hello camel. Camels weren't sure whether they wanted to be here or not, they changed their mind a few times, but wonderful, wonderful nativity. Now I've got a friend here who just wants to, he's been very excited about all that's been going on, and some of you might remember Boris. Do you remember Boris? So this is Boris. He looks a bit like Boris Johnson. No, he doesn't like that. So Boris is getting very excited about Christmas, because Christmas is coming, and Boris is getting ready for Christmas, aren't you? Yes, he's looking forward to some parties. All right, that's enough. He's looking forward to some parties, yeah, and he's got some things that he's getting ready. Is anybody else getting ready for Christmas? Yes? Is anybody else? You see, Boris has got some things in his bag here that he's doing. So, what have you got in there, Boris? Oh, here we go. There we go. What's that, Boris? That is... What is it? Yeah, shout it out. What is it? It's a Christmas card. Yes, is it for me, Boris? No, it's not for me. Why not? Because I didn't give you one last year or the year before. Yeah, I know, I'm very busy at Christmas. Sorry, if you don't get a card. I do write on the one over there, as you can. Has anybody written any Christmas cards? You got your Christmas cards ready? Getting ready for Christmas. Let me throw the card over there. Thank you. What else are you getting ready for? Oh, look at this. Look at this. He's got... Are you ready? Can you do that, Boris? You sure? No, I don't think you can. He's got a party popper. Is anybody going to have a party?
Yeah.
It was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday yesterday. Was it your sister's birthday as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guessed that. Very clever. Oh no, yes, well, anymore. Yeah. They're twins, if you didn't know. Okay, what else? What is this? What's Boris got here?
Ooh.
Yeah. What does that go on?
A Christmas tree.
So is anybody else getting their Christmas tree ready? Boris gets very excited about the Christmas tree. He's got a Christmas tree. Lots of Christmas trees are ready. You've got yours ready? Brilliant. They've got their Christmas trees ready, everyone. So what about this? What's this in Boris? An orange. What do you think we might be doing with oranges later today? Chris Dingles. 4 o'clock. Do come. It's at least 200. Okay. So what else are you got in there, Boris? What else? Oh, there's the party popper. We'll get rid of that. One more thing. What's this? What's that? Carrot. Well, what's that for, Boris? Ah, Christmas Day lunch. Is anybody hoping to have lunch on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Well, have you ordered your turkeys? Or your nut roast, if you're a vegetarian? Doesn't sound quite as attractive. Okay. So all of these things that we're getting ready for Christmas. We're getting ready, aren't we? Yes, Boris. And we're all getting ready for Christmas. But the thing that, when I lit those candles earlier, I talked about John the Baptist. And he was preparing the way for Christmas. That's right, isn't it, Boris? Yeah. He's preparing the way for Christmas. And what he's preparing and what we're getting ready and what we're celebrating is we're getting ready to remember Jesus' birthday. And we're preparing our hearts. And that goes for mums and dads as well. Because all of the stuff we get ready, all of the Christmas tree, the Christmas cards, the presents, the getting ready, it's about getting our hearts ready to receive Jesus and his love. And that's the important thing to remember at Christmas, that we're getting ready. Are you getting ready, Boris? Yeah, Boris is getting ready. Boris is going to go now. Can you say goodbye to Boris? Wave goodbye to Boris. There you go. Bye, Boris. So what we've got to do is we've got to remember that as we get closer to Christmas, we're getting ready. And we're getting ready. We've lost the camel. It's okay. He's fine. Sorry, Joseph was just warning, telling me we'd lost the camel, but it's okay. We're getting ready as well. Because this story is all about God loving each one of us, every single one of us. That's why he sent his son. That's why we do our nativity. Because God loves us. He loves our camels. He loves our angels. He loves the shepherds. He loves the kings. He loves Joseph and Mary. He loves all of you. He loves us. He loves your mums and dads out there. And Christmas is about getting our hearts ready and remembering that he loves us and he loves his world. So that's what we need to do. I'm going to say a prayer for all of us, and then Pippa's going to come and lead us in some prayers as well. So Lord Jesus, I pray that as we get ready for Christmas, you would ready our hearts, and that this message would be true again to each of us. and that we would remember why we're doing nativities, why we're getting ready, and that we would know your love at this Christmas time. Amen. And Pippa and Eden are going to lead us in prayers now.
So this morning we're going to pray for some people who may be anxious at this time of year. And I'm going to describe some situations, and though I may use him or her, it's really to describe anybody who feels that way.
Christmas is coming. Keep watch on the mums.
Already she's afraid of Christmas. Afraid the money won't last. Afraid the children will be disappointed. Afraid of family rows. Afraid of being tired. Afraid of it all being too much. Pray for her. Hear the words of the angel.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will be for all people. Christmas is coming. Keep watch with the young people.
Already he's in overdrive, planning parties and partners, buying luxury presents for those who don't need them, filling time. Christmas exposes his emptiness. He has to keep running in case the message gets through to him and he sees himself as he really is, lonely and scared and very small. Pray for him. Hear the words of the angel.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will be for all people. Christmas is coming. Keep watch with all people.
Already she's fearful. It's such a lonely time, and it goes on so long. Christmas Eve, and excited families gather at home. But who will she be with on that night? TV and a cup of cocoa. Christmas Day, and they'll fetch her for lunch. But is she really wanted out of love or duty? Christmas night, memories and regrets and feeling useless and alone. Pray for her. Hear the words of the angel.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will be for all people. Christmas is coming. Keep watch with those who have no home.
Already she's grieving for the home she's lost, where she'll no longer have family Christmas and prepare the celebrations. Forced to leave her home when faced with the decision to leave and live or face the consequences. Her possessions abandoned, now living among others who've nothing but the clothes they stand up in and the few items they can carry, and deeply traumatized. What will the future hold? Will they ever have a place to call their own again? Pray for her. Hear the words of the angel.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will be for all people.
You who are happy, you who love this time and sing for joy, don't feel guilty for the blessings God has given you. Receive them with thanks and joy, and ask simply how God can use you to be a blessing to others.
Lord, may Christmas be good news for everyone, especially the millions of your anxious and tired people this year. May the angels sing for them. May Christ be born in them. May your love come home to them. Amen.
Amen. But I'm going to say a blessing for us as we head further into the Christmas season and towards Christmas. So may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest on you and remain with you this Christmas and always. Amen.